Chapter 3. The Primal Cause. "Give me a base of support," said Archimedes, "and with a lever I will move the world." Your base of support is mind. All started with mind. In the beginning was nothing, a fire mist. Before anything could come out of it, there had to be an idea, a model upon which to build. Universal mind supplied that idea. Therefore, the primal cause is mind. Everything must start with an idea. Matter in the ultimate is but a product of thought. Even the most materialist scientists acknowledge that matter is not as it appears. According to physics, matter, be it the human body or a log of wood, is an aggregation of distinct minute particles or atoms. Until fairly recently, these atoms were supposed to be the ultimate makeup of matter. We ourselves and all the material world were supposed to consist of these infinitesimal particles, so small that they could not be seen, weighed, or touched individually, but still particles of matter and indestructible. Now, however, these atoms have been further analyzed, and physics tells us that they are not indestructible at all, that they are mere positive and negative buttons of force or energy called protons and electrons, without hardness, without density, without solidity, without even positive actuality. In short, they are vortices in the ether, whirling bits of energy, dynamic, never static, pulsating with life. And that, mind you, is what the solid table in front of you is made of, is what your house, your body, and the whole world is made of, whirling bits of energy. Your body is about 85% water, 15% ash, phosphorus, and other elements, and they in turn can be dissipated into gas and vapor. Where do we go from there? Is not the answer that, to a great degree at least, and perhaps altogether, this world is one of our mind's own creating?